Chapter 3. Paddington and the Stately Home. Paddington's friend, Mr. Gruber, chuckled no end when he heard about the goings-on with Mr. Curry's hammock.
"There's many a slip twixt cup and lip, Mr. Brown," he said, "or, in this case, twixt the hammock and the ground. I think I shall stick to my old horsehair sofa."
Paddington nodded his agreement from behind a cloud of cocoa steam. It was good to be back in the comparative safety of Mr. Gruber's antique shop, enjoying a chat over their morning elevenses.
"Mind you," continued Mr. Gruber, as Paddington handed him a bun from his morning supply, "I must say all this talk of hammocks takes me back to the days when I was a boy. Many a happy hour I spent in the garden during the school holidays, munching an apple and reading a book as I swung to and fro in the sunshine."
Mr. Gruber gave a sigh, and a dreamy expression came over his face as he cast his mind back.
"Ah, it's probably only my imagination, Mr. Brown, but the summers always seemed longer and warmer in those days, especially in my native Hungary."
Paddington nearly fell off the sofa with surprise at Mr. Gruber's words. As long as he'd known him, his friend had always seemed the same, neither young nor old, and it was hard to picture him looking any different. Mr. Gruber chuckled again as he caught sight of the expression on Paddington's face.
"Oh, all that was many moons ago, Mr. Brown." He waved his hand in a circular motion over his head to take in the contents of the shop. "In those days, lots of the things you see around you here were ordinary everyday objects such as you or I would use or throw out when we'd finished with them. Now, people pay 10 or even 100 times what they cost in the first place."
Paddington took another bite out of his bun and then gazed around Mr. Gruber's shop. He was so used to the scene he rather took for granted all the various items of gold and silver and copper and bronze, the pictures and the piles of bric-a-brac which sometimes filled it full almost to overflowing. The thought that once upon a time people had actually used some of Mr. Gruber's antiques had never really occurred to him before, and it made him see everything in a new light.
"Times change," said Mr. Gruber sadly, "sometimes for the better and sometimes for the not so good. Nowadays..."